Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might still be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We started this a long time ago, and on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific time, we do a radio show with a great friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. And last weekend, I think it was last weekend, Jean-Luc and Diane and a whole bunch of boat-type people were just having a big old party. I think that was last weekend, if I was not mistaken. Yeah. And they were just kind of having fun. They were having fun and enjoying, I'm sure, fine spirits and excellent conversations and just a good old grand time. So we've done a lot of things on Building Fortunes Radio at different times. We've had earthquakes. We've had forest fires. We've had power outages. We've had hurricanes. On both sides. I mean, his side and my side, which is kind of unusual. And then I always come back to any time we get a chance to do a radio show with my good friend Jean-Luc is a good day. And the reason why I say that is because, oh, a couple of years ago, I got a phone call from Jean-Luc saying, hey, I'm not going to be able to do the radio shows anymore, which would be somewhat shocking and somewhat surprising. It's like, you know, what happened? You know, we were always doing the radio shows and having a good time and with no specific purpose, you know, as far as like monetarily or hidden agenda. We just, good friends just having a great conversation. Well, he told me that, and I knew he wasn't feeling well, but he told me that his heart had a valve that could not be fixed through repair or nutrition. It's just like one of those crappy things. You know, you got a million trillion body parts and just one is fucking you up. Excuse the language. But
exactly.
But he said, you know, I'm going to have a heart transplant. And because of that, I'm going to be in the hospital and it's going to be hard to do that. And when he had that conversation with me, I knew that my head felt something, my heart felt something, a little bit heartbroken, but my head felt like, oh gosh, you know, I don't know. They're so uncertain about how this is going to end because Jean-Luc, I knew, was older. He was probably approaching 70 at the time. And I just thought, logically, why would they give a new heart? Like, you know, why do you put so much into an old guy, even though he's a great man and a great spirit? It's just, you think of the financial situation would say, nope, you're just too old. You know, there's probably some arbitrary boundary that some hospital physician, you know, finance dickhead is probably making a decision on people's lives. So I found out that he was eligible for a heart transplant, and then wouldn't you know it, because of all the wonderful things that he did in his life up until that time, philosophically, spiritually, nutritionally, a whole bunch of stuff, he got that heart transplant, recovered in record-breaking time, and it wasn't a matter of 3 months from start to finish. We were back on the radio show again. So having said that, through the miracles of man-made miracles, because that was obviously a man-made miracle that they were able to do what they did with his heart, we always hear on a Friday night, and whether it's him having a good time with friends on a boat or whether we're just kind of joking around dealing with, you know, crappy things that are happening in the economy or Joe Biden, anytime we get a chance to do a radio show with a great friend, Jean-Luc, is a good day for me. So, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here on our own radio show.
Thank you, Peter. I always like your introduction of me and what you say, but basically, everything you say is true, you know, is true. But, you know, age depends how you take care of your body. Because I have a friend of mine, he died at 42 or 43. He died. Done. Because he was junk food in the morning, junk food at lunch, junk food at the evening. and he was eating at this fast food three times a day. And 42, he died. And me, I passed 72, I'm still alive, and I'm glad, and I appreciate life, trust me. And when I was at the hospital, they said to me, "Hey, good news, we don't have to do too many things on your body, just to change your heart, and that's it." So, it was like very common that said after night, they do this 3,000 times every year. And I say, "Well, what is common?" They say, "Oh, because some people need to have a kidney transplant and the heart transplant, or liver transplant and another transplant. And some didn't survive, and some say have difficulty and all of this." And me, after the transplant, 7 days after, they say, "Okay, you can go home. You have a faster recovery in Cedar Sinai all the time." Okay. And this is because I need to practice my accent, my English accent. I practice spiritual healing. And we were talking just before the radio show about this. You were asking Google what we do after we die.
Hold on to that thought, because I want to really spend some time on it. So Jean-Luc and I were, you can finish, but I want to spend some time on that, because I want to hear,
okay.
I want the audience to hear your view. So today I was telling Jean-Luc just before the radio show, he says, "Oh, you know, comment ça va?" You know, which is like, "How you doing?" And I said, or "How are things going?" And I said, "Yeah, it's been an interesting week." Amongst everything else that happened, my oldest aunt, her name is Fran, says, so my oldest aunt, she's my godmother, passed away today. And I'm sorry, yesterday. And when, you know, I don't know, some people have simple brains and some people have brains that think a lot. And I have one of the ones that think a lot. So I'm more of philosophy, you know, and things along that line. So it was very interesting over the last couple of days, because my aunt has been ill for a very long time. And just to make a point about Jean-Luc's 42-year-old friend, and this may not be 100% accurate, but sometimes, you know, we talk about gun control as far as deadly weapons, or you can't bring a knife on a plane because it might be a deadly weapon or a box cutter. For many people, a fork is a deadly weapon. They kill themselves with their kitchen utensils over time, you know, it's what you eat, like you said, like junk food, things like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, my aunt, who's an amazing lady, and she was my godmother, so I could go through the interesting story, but she got a bum deal in her health. She developed Parkinson's, and this is many, many years ago, for a long period of time, she's had Parkinson's, and finally Parkinson's, you know, took her life. And that was yesterday, probably sometime in the afternoon. For those people that are listening, and I got to date it, it's September 15th, 2023 now. So on September 14th, 2023, somewhere in the early afternoon is when she took her last breath. So it always brings to the point in the conversation that Jean-Luc and I have had many times, is, you know, what happens when you die? And I'll let Jean-Luc talk about that. I'll talk a little bit about some of my spiritual beliefs as well. But how could we be somewhat lacking in at least asking, you know, artificial intelligence, you know, the fake stuff, you know? So I went to bard.google.com, and I was asking I'm going to say her, like Bard was a girl. I'm going to ask Bard, bard.google.com, you know, what happens after a person dies? And I was reading some of that just before we got on this radio show, and it was a very acceptable answer for an artificial intelligence. I'm sure other people have probably asked the same question, but it gave a very balanced, if you will, open-minded, not prejudgmental answer, which I was pleasantly surprised with. So, but I know everybody's got different beliefs. And Jean-Luc, I just wanted to put this in context for our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience when they listen to your conversation or any stories you might tell. So sorry for the interruption, but I just wanted to make sure that they're on the same page as we were before we got started.
Say okay, Peter. I understand you want to put the concept here. But whatever is the answer this artificial intelligence give you, first is artificial, is not life, and someone have put this answer inside this artificial intelligence. The first thing, the second thing is a lie, is the biggest lie on this universe since 400, I think it's around 450 after Christ, when people would say, okay, you can die, which is not true. We don't die. The body dies. You see, you have a difference because we have many people talk about three parts of us. Okay, what is this three parts? The body is pretty simple. You can touch it. You can put your hand on a ceiling or your feet on the ground, and this is the body. The other part is the mind. You divide by two. And the third part, the most important part, is you. Is you and me as a spirit. We own this body. We don't own the soul. So many people say, oh, I have a soul. No. Or, oh, I have a spiritual body inside me. No, you are. You see, it's not the same verb. You are a spiritual body, a spiritual being, and you have a body, and you have a mind. This is the to have. And when the spirit quits this body, you can do everything you want. The spirit is only part who give life to this body. And you can do everything you want to put this body alive. If the spirit says no, okay, the body is dead. Is something and many people didn't have difficulty with that because first they never experiment to be outside of their own body, which I have done many times. Okay, now when you practice a spiritual practice, you can find yourself when you were out of your body. And I put I remember a good friend of mine, she was a PhD in science and research, and everything need to be proved. And when I asked her to help me because I need to practice with someone, the first practice we do together, she find herself out of her body. And she look at me and she says, Jean-Luc, what happened? I say, what do you mean, what happened? I was outside of my body. And I say, yeah, you were. Does I need to trust that? I say, hey, it's not me saying you are outside. It's you experimenting. You were outside. And why the spirit go outside of the body? It's for two main things. It's to avoid physical pain or emotional pain. When someone, you have many people who testify of that, and even Diane, you say, testify of that. I say, yeah, when I had my accident, I was outside of the body, and I was looking the body, and I was looking people around me, and talking, and doing many things. And why the spirit is outside? He didn't experiment pain. He have no pain, because he's not inside the body. But suddenly when the spirit say, oh, I forget, I need to take care of this or my son or my daughter or whatever, and boom, he go back to the body, and at this point he experiment the pain. And many people have experimented that. I was reading, 30 years ago, some book, Life After Death, or some book like this. But these people didn't talk about this because they are afraid. Other people who didn't know this is natural, other people can laugh at them. when I met when Diane at the beginning, she was not talking about with me about this, but slowly, in French we say petit à petit, and she start to speak with me, and I say, oh yeah, it's natural, and as soon as I said to her, yeah, it's something natural because of the spirit, you never die. She suddenly said, wow, I can speak with this person about that without me to laugh at me. You see? But the first, what you say, Peter, is not the Parkinson disease who take your old tent. The spirit say, enough with this body, and he quit, and he go to take another one, a brand new one. You know what people continue to experiment with a bad body, with a jank body, if I can express like this, because at one point, when everything is leaking everywhere and is not working and is not thinking, if you have a car in this condition, you throw away. You go to the dealer and say, hey, I need a new car, and you buy a new one. But people didn't do that with a body because it's not the spirit himself. The spirit want to drop the body, but other spirits around, especially the family, say, oh, no, don't leave us, stay with us, and implore this person to stay. And this person continue to stay. But if the whole family say, hey, we understand now your body is whole, and we are okay. If you want to drop this body and to pick up a new one, is your decision. I'm sure the day after, the body is here, but the spirit quit. I experiment that myself with my dog. My dog was in France. I have a German Shepherd. She was she never been sick, and she was not sick. She was tired. She was 15 years old. For a German Shepherd, is old. And she have difficulty to start to have difficulty to walk. She's on the front of me. I have a big property of 30 acres. She's normally in front of me and try to catch a rabbit or something. But she was behind me and she was very sad. And I pet her at night, let her to sleep on a porch, and I communicate with her. I say, hey, if you think it's your time to drop this body and to pick up a new one, it's okay with us. It's your decision. And I go to bed, and the day after, up, the body was here in the front of the door, but the spirit inside his body left and go to pick up a new one. It's simple. And some... It's simple for my dog because she never suffered or something like this. She never been sick because I was taking care spiritually even about her. But for my dad, who was not spiritual at all, he would suffer for many years because spirituality for him didn't exist. His whole material was completely wrong. If you look at... And this is not talking about one religion, it's talking about spirituality. But if you look all the religion almost talk about the separation of the body and the soul, and you have separation at one point. But what does this mean? The body is a physical matter, and he dies, okay. But you never die. And your old son didn't die. She just quit the body. Maybe she wait a little bit. And what a little bit for a spiritual being can be 1-2 years, 1-2 days, or 50 years, because time is not the matter. He don't have time as a spiritual being. And she can wait, and she can come back at when she decides and take a new body. And you will not be able to recognize her. It's like, they imagine you have an old friend of you. He come with his car, with a car. You have a specific car, and each time he drives in your property, you say, ah, it's Paul, because you recognize whole car, but you didn't know who is inside the car because maybe you cannot see inside. But you recognize the car. Okay? Now, same thing with the spirit. The spirit, each time this old person comes to see you, say, "Hey, Paul, how are you?" Because you recognize the body and you recognize Paul. But the day he changed the body, it's like, imagine suddenly Paul come to your house with a new car and you are looking through the window and say, "Who is this person?" Because you didn't recognize this car. It's completely new and you never see this car before. And after you're surprised and say, "Oh, it's Paul, he changed the car." Same thing as the spirit. You didn't recognize the person because he changed the body. And suddenly you have a new body. And you say, "Who is this person?" But maybe someone you already met before, and certainly met before, because all these spirits are connected together. And if I can, I will give you my personal definition of God, because I hear many people talking about, "Oh, when God will intervene on this planet, when God will do this, when God will do that." My answer is simple: never, because he has never done it, first, if you look closely. And second, I think personally, and many other people think, because I met also people thinking, having the same thinking than me, I think God is part of us. Each one of this human being on this planet have part of God inside. And we will change something when my part of God, with your part of God, Peter, and many others make an agreement to change something on this society, on this planet. And you have other people who are evil and do the bad stuff and fight against this. But if we unite all of us, builder and the maintainer, if all of us we unite, we are more outnumber the people who are destroyer, and all of this part of God, of all of us, even the supreme being, but he have no one who intervene in this planet as God. I think we have this part on each of us. Okay, Peter, I'll make a long...
Yeah, good explanation. Good explanation. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of easy to think about the spirit, like you referenced, maybe in my aunt's situation where she's dying, and you can say, "Hey, you can give up your body." It was very interesting, Jean-Luc, because I wasn't there, but from several people that were, they said many times she said, "I want to go home. I want to go home." So what would that mean? Like, well, she was at her home, but what do you think she meant by "I want to go home," and where does she go? And then the other thing is...
It's not a physical home. You know, when people say that, it's not, "I want to go physically somewhere." As a spirit, when we... especially when the body is in bad condition, when you quit this body, you are home because you are completely free. You can go wherever you want on this planet, okay? And you are completely free. And as a spirit, home for us is freedom, to be completely free, no restriction, nothing, no physical something. If you educate yourself spiritually, you will find that the spirit is close to nothing than something, because it's a wave. This wave, as us, as you and me, give life to this body. And when we quit this body, you cannot do something because the spirit drops the body and say, "Okay, I don't want it anymore." It's not like if you drop a car somewhere and you don't want it, somebody else can take this car and fix it because it's a dead matter, you know, it's something is physical. But the spirit, like I say, is close to nothing than something, and the body is something alive with a lot of trillion of cells in this body, but this is not dead matter. But who gives life all of this is a spirit. And it's like I was listening many years ago, I think it was 10 years ago, someone on the stage, it was Tony Robbins on the stage, he was explaining that some people are 80 years old, 85 years old, suddenly make a run or win a marathon and say, where is this energy from? And you have no answer. But it's simple, the energy is spiritual. Because what gives life and what gives all this energy to your body is you as a spirit. And energy is spiritual. Sure, you can have some energy at the cellular level, all of this, depending what you eat or not. But the main energy of this body, the battery you give life to this body, is you as a spirit. And when you experiment something, you say, when you experiment to be outside of your body, or when you experiment to return to some past life, because I have made people, I have personally made people to return in past life, and these people talk about who they were before, what they were doing, and what is interesting to go past life is because something, especially the few past lives before, something you are block you on this past life, continue to block you on this present life of the body. When I talk life, is the body. The spirit is the same, just different body, but the spirit is the same. The spirit never dies. It continues. You have this body, and you have another body, and another body, and the body pick and choose can be a female body, and the second one can be a male body. Or female body again, whatever he choose. But the more spiritual education you have during this life, the better you find yourself on the after, because you continue the same education you start now. Some people never start on a spiritual education, never, and they continue to live like this, they even didn't know why they live for. They will talk about karma, but sometimes what you have done the life before continue to block you in this life many times. And when even I remember in France, we have done this with some friends, we practice the same thing. During a conference, we put people to go back. And it's simple, no drugs is something very natural and simple everyone have. Okay? The return, you can return, and suddenly you pass the date you were born and you go back on different lives before. Some people have difficulty to do that because they put so many stops, so many barriers. Sometimes the barriers are so big you cannot pass it. You see? But if you have a way to break this barrier and you can go back. Some people, they go back very easily. You say go back to before you born with this body, and they go back. And some people, they cannot go back to yesterday or 1 week or 1 month. See? Because they have some difficulty in life, they put barrier after barrier after barrier. It's like a road. If you have nothing on the road, hop, you take the road and hop, you go wherever you want. Now if it's the road, you have a lot of barrier and rock and stop and all of this, you cannot drive this road. But you can take basically anyone and push these people back on some past life without any problem.
So I know we're already out of time, but I do have a question. So in
yes.
this instant, we were speaking about my aunt, and she was going through a long but gradual decline. Just before this radio show, I was looking at a local article, and there was a 51-year-old man who was riding his bicycle probably too early in the morning on a foggy road, and he was hit from behind and died quickly as he was hit by two cars. So in one instance, the spirit had a chance to kind of plan this, meaning my aunt. In the second one, it happened instantly. Like, this guy was not planning on dying as he was riding his bike. He got hit by two cars.
Peter, it's not totally true. It's not totally true because you are responsible for everything that happened to you. Everything. Maybe this guy was afraid to die and he put this on his mind and boom, he died. Maybe this guy afraid to have an accident and boom, he have an accident. So when you say to, especially, I talk many times about parents doing that. Parents are here and say, "Oh, don't do this, you will fall." And when my ex-wife was saying that to my kids, I said, "If he falls, it's your fault because you put this on this universe and these kids don't have this on this universe because he was jangling with something and all of this and he was happy. And for him, falling was not even a possibility. Now, if this person dies, it's because somewhere he has planned to do it. Because the spirit can die at 10 years old, 20 years old. He can change the body because he's not happy with the body, with the family, with whatever he can plan. You are responsible for everything that happened in your life. Okay? Even if a car hits you, and you are not apparently on an insurance viewpoint responsible, you are because someone you postulate to have something like this happen. Even if legally it's not your fault. But you are responsible for everything happened in your life. Okay? Everything.
Yeah, ultimately. I mean, he was the one who decided to ride the bike at 7 o'clock in the morning in the foggy area on a crowded road.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why he did that?
Right. A bit crazy. Well, anyway, Jean-Luc, I know I hijacked your topic for today. Was there anything that you wanted to speak about?
I love, one is my favorite topic, you know, is spirituality. The other one is politics. The other one is money. And after nutrition and health or something. This is my favorite topic. Okay.
So when someone comes...
And Diane just arrived. Say one more
time. Yay!
Hey, Peter, hello! How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
I'm standing outside waiting. I hear you guys talking. So, wonderful. It's good to hear your voice every time I hear your voice.
Now, let me share with you. You can interrupt us anytime you want to. You don't have to stand outside.
Yes, but it's my radio show. It's my radio show.
Hey, I was coming in.
Hey, tonight is our 362 radio show, Peter.
Wow. 362. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Jean-Luc, for the reminder.
Yes.
It all kind of falls into place, and maybe we'll talk about this again some other time without the personal reason for me to talk about it, with meaning like somebody in my family didn't pass away. But I think about you and these stories And unfortunately, I guess, you know, when you're around enough people or a lot of people and as you're getting older, I think both of those kind of work where maybe you're more, it seems like it happens a little bit more frequently than it used to when I was younger. But I guess that's part of just getting older. So having said that, I want to say thanks for being here on your own radio show. Yes, sir.
Peter, one last thing. Do you remember who moved my cheese?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Who moved my cheese is about change.
About change, yeah.
And the change is permanent. It's all the time we change. We take a new body, a baby, a kid, a teenager, an adult, all man or woman, all body, and after we change his body and we restart the cycle again and again and again and again. Change. Now your aunt just changed the body and the spirit is still alive.
Yeah, the interesting question is, where do they, like, which one do they pick up, like, which body, and do the people who, when my aunt picks up a new body, will we know? Or is it somewhere else? Could it be another country, another culture, another, like you said, another gender?
Peter,
yes.
When you have two things, okay? You have the uneducated spiritually, I talk, people who pick and choose a body wherever the first one is show up. And you have the one who are spiritually educated and he can be picky about the body, the kind of body, the gender, the family, the country, and all of this. Exactly. I like to take the metaphor with the car because it's exactly the same thing. The guy who knows nothing about car and go to the dealer and say, oh, this one, and boom, and he pick a lemon, you know. And you have the guy who's very educated about car and he say, no, I don't want that. I want this one, and I want this feature, and I want this, and I want that. It's exactly the same thing about spirituality, but many people educate themselves about car or something else, you know, but not a lot of people educate themselves about spirituality. I know something about me. I educate myself for the last 35 years, okay, and if I drop this body, I know exactly which body I want. Where, which family, and be picky about. You can pick and choose everything you want, because the spirit is a wave, and he can look and he can say, okay, I want this family, I want this kind of body, I want this gender, I want. Remember, Peter, we talk about this many times. When you didn't know what to do or what you want, you take a piece of paper, you divide by two. On the left, you put what you don't want. On the right, you put what you want. And when you are spiritually educated, you can do exactly the same thing. But you need to have a spiritual education.
And you need to know that you do not go to an implant station.
Exactly. You what does she say? Peter, do you understand what she said?
Coming from Diane, I know it was good. She said,
yes.
She said,
Peter, why when you are a baby, why you didn't remember who you were the life before? Why you didn't remember? Because, like Diane was explaining, you have... like we talk, an implant station will erase your memory. Now you have less and less of this station, and you see on YouTube and many other, you see these young kids, but very young, 3 years old, 5 years old, playing guitar, piano, painting, or whatever. Why they arrive and they have all this knowledge without to learn during this present life?
Right. I remember you explaining child. these child prodigies, probably because they had somebody who took over their body, the spirit, if you will, that was more educated, kind of took over, and they got lucky.
They have not been to the station where raised the memory. They have not been, because when you are educated spiritually, you have the choice. When you are not educated, like my ex-father-in-law, he almost died, and I talked to him. I said, explain to me what you have seen. He said, oh, I see the light, and I'm going to the light, and suddenly I say, oh, I forget something, and boom, he come back. I say, if you are spiritually educated, you don't go to the light, because this is a trap. It's where your memory is erased. Okay, and many people didn't go to the light because this is a trap. Say they attract you with something bright and nice and all of this, and boom, your memory is erased, and you come back and you know nothing. Now, many of these kids, what we call prodigy, is not prodigy. It's just they have not been to the light. They have been somewhere else. Like I said to my mother, and I said, Mom, the day you drop this body, don't go to the light, go somewhere you know. And she said, where? Somewhere you know. You can go on the top of the mountain, you know, on the beach, on a forest, on your house, wherever, but not to the light. And these kids have not been, and they arrive, and if the guy was a guitar player before and he was successful, he continued because he has the knowledge. And when you talk with a parent, you say, but how is possible? Does he learn guitar during this time? Say, no, he's 5 years old. He never learned the guitar, never. But he take a guitar and play like a pro. Where is this knowledge from? Because the spirit keep his knowledge when he changes the body. It's like you, Peter. Let's say you have a car, you drive your car. You know how to drive your car, correct?
Right.
Okay. Let's say you change the car.
Right.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Do
I still know how to drive a car.
Do you still know how to drive this new car?
Of course.
Of course. Okay. But the spirit is the same.
Right.
Now, if between two cars, I take Peter and I erase, if I have the possibility to do that, which I don't have, okay? And even if I have, I will not use it. But let's say I have the possibility to erase your knowledge about to drive a car. You arrive in front of a new car and say, oh, shit, I need to learn how to drive this car. Correct?
Right,
okay.
Makes sense.
But if nobody erases your knowledge, you jump on a car and boom, and up, you drive the car.
Right.
It's exactly what the spirit do with a new body. What is the difference between a baby and an adult?
Besides their physical body, just age and experience.
No. It's not that. It's just the physical body. Okay, the body is smaller, but if you treat a baby like a baby, like some people, oh, baby, blah, blah. No, this is stupid. Maybe he look at you, he say, what's wrong with this person, you know? he's completely gaga, you know, like lady. No, the baby is an adult with a small body and a new one. And you have more life expectancy than you.
Right.
But is maybe his experimentation is maybe all more than what you think. The spirit is maybe older than you. Not the body. But the spirit
right.
is maybe, I say
wow.
maybe not. Say, is maybe older than you. And you say, oh, it's a new baby. Yeah, it's a new body baby. But treat this baby as an adult, and you will see you have an amazing result when you do that. Okay? And many times I've done this hundreds of times. When I see a baby or 2-3 years old, and I look at him or her, and I communicate with his body spiritually. I say no word. And he say no word. And he look at me, and we are in communication like he never has this kind of communication, even with the parents, because the parents are not educated spiritually. You know? And I can communicate like this. And when I do this as a baby didn't answer, I say, ah, poor baby. Mom has been using drugs. That's it. It can be sweet drug or medication or whatever. But mom has used drugs, and the baby look at you like he's already dead.
Right.
Because the spirit is in bad condition. But when this didn't happen and you communicate, and you can try tomorrow. What I say now, you can try tomorrow, and when you met a baby or say 2-3 years old and you try it, and you will see maybe not 10 on 10 answer to you, because some are not here because of drugs, because many of these mom receive a lot of drugs for the painkiller and blah, blah, blah. Or someone who is using drugs or alcohol or many things, and the baby are having very bad condition. It's for that when you are spiritually educated, you can choose a family when they don't use drugs, when the family live a sane life and are healthy, and you can pick and choose all of this. But you can try tomorrow. Tomorrow you meet a baby and say nothing. Just look directly on the eyes and put what I say without a word. I say, hey, I know you are a spiritual being. Welcome to this planet. And rise up and come. He almost come to see me and give me a hug, you know. And it happened sometime in France, I remember. Grandma was completely amazed. She said, my granddaughter never approached a man and never hugged a man. And she even did. She was talking with my friend, and me, I was communicating with this two-year-old or three-year-old daughter spiritually. And before she left, she come and give me a big hug, and grandma say was amazed because she never saw that. Because you have communication. Their communication is not only word.
Well, great story. Yeah. Okay, well, we're gonna continue this hopefully next week or some of the other weeks, because these are conversations that are fascinating. So Jean-Luc, thank you very much. And Diane, thanks for being here, his biggest fan, as usual. And we're gonna catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Jean-Luc, bonsoir. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir, Victor.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.